Are you truly righteous or just hoping you squeak into heaven someday? Let's confront comfortable sin, expose false grace, and learn how the same passion once poured into impurity can be redirected into a spirit-powered life of real righteousness that changes both your heart and the public square. Let's dive in. The Washington Defender Daily Devotional. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington. Hey, check us out at fpiw.org or fpiwaction.org. We are in a series called Sin in My Life. And I know that we don't talk about sin in the church often or a lot. And so I'm going through it. We're just looking at Romans chapter 6. I hope that these daily devotions are encouraging you and want to encourage you that if they are, subscribe, like, share, comment, and place in that Washington Defender app in the huddle. I don't know if you've been on there lately, but there is a new button that we've added. It's called the like button. So if you're liking these, you can hit like on the Washington Defender app. We would love to know that you are participating with us in changing hearts as we change the public square. And so that's what we're doing. We just know that if we don't have heart change, we can't have policy change. And so encourage you to be a part. Talk to a friend today about conservative values, biblical values. Talk to them about Jesus Christ. Lead someone to the Lord today. Today is going to be a great, great day. Also, if you're a financial partner with FPIW or FPIW Action, your monthly donations of $5, $10, $15, $20, $25 a month, whatever it might be, is greatly appreciated. And so we want to say a great big thank you to all of our financial partners. And if you're not, hey, it's not too late to jump on in and be a partner with us so that we can get the word of God across the state of Washington. And so we are excited and we want you to participate with us as well. Also, if you haven't been praying for legislative session, which starts next week, it's never too late to start. We know laws are going to be coming out, policies that impact the family are going to be coming out, and so just want to encourage you to start praying over those laws and over those legislation bills that are going to be coming out. So let's dive into Romans chapter 6, verse 19. It says, I'm speaking in human terms because of the weakness of your flesh. For just as you presented your members as slaves to impurity and to lawlessness, resulting in further lawlessness, so now present your members as slaves to righteousness, resulting in sanctification. Verse 20, for when you were slaves of sin, you were free in regards to righteousness. So those are the verses that we're going to cover. I want to ask you a question. Are you righteous? Think about the answer to that. Are you righteous? So if you're not righteous, if you say, no, I'm not righteous, then are you unrighteous? There's only two options, right? Either righteous or unrighteous. There's no middle ground in this. So think about your answer on that. Are you righteous or are you unrighteous? And I'm going to add one supplemental verse today just to help clarify this. Or do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Okay, so I'm going to ask you the question again. Are you righteous or unrighteous? Because if you're unrighteous, you will not inherit the kingdom of God. But if you are righteous based upon the blood of Jesus Christ, I'm not talking about self-righteousness. I'm talking about paid in full by Jesus righteousness. Then you will inherit the kingdom of God. Do not be deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminates, nor homosexuals, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor swindlers will inherit the kingdom of God. All those actions are unrighteous actions. And if you are willfully practicing any of those, then you may not have a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. And the Bible says that we're unrighteous. Now, if we're wrestling with those or struggling with those or combating those or, you know, whatever, then it's a different story. So we're going to break down Romans 6, 19 and 20. And so, as you know, I like to go, you know, through it, you hear it, go through it, and you hear it, and you're going to hear it a couple times. So this first just as is so amazing. It says, I'm speaking to you in human terms because of the weakness of your flesh. Full sentence, right? He says, I'm going through this Romans chapter 6 in such a way because of the weakness of your flesh. It's not because you're mature. I keep explaining it over and over and over again. And some of you may have felt that. You're like, why does he keep going over my sin? Why does he keep going over my flesh? Why does he keep going over righteousness and unrighteousness and being a slave? Well, that's what Paul does. He's going over and over and over it. Then he gives us something that's important. For just as you presented your members as slaves to impurity and lawlessness. He's gonna make a contrasting statement. He's going to say, for just as, so now do this, right? So he's going to make this statement. But this idea of how we are to present ourselves for righteousness or to righteousness. Some people say, I don't know how to do it. But if I were to ask you, when you practice sin willfully and willful disobedience to God, what did you do? I could tell you that you probably thought about whatever your addiction was, whatever your lie was, whatever your swindling was, whatever your fornication or adultery is, you thought about it all the time. It drove you and it drove you. So just as you presented your members of slaves to impurity and to lawlessness, resulting in further lawlessness, so now present your members. He's saying, hey, just as you used to do, you used to be intense about this. You used to do this wholeheartedly. I can tell you when I was struggling with alcohol, I would figure out how to get alcohol. Of course, I was a minor, so oftentimes I stole it. But it consumed me. He says, for just as you did this, I want you to do that. So let's keep going here. So think about the time that you were a slave to impurity. Did you have a heart that was enslaved to impurity? You were not an angel when you were a little baby, regardless of what your favorite auntie said about you or what your grandma says about you. You were a person who perceived and pursued unrighteousness like anyone else. You presented your members of your body as a slave to impurity. When you're looking at that pornography, you are a slave to impurity. You're presenting your body as a slave to that impurity. Not only a slave to impurity, but look at this, that you are a slave to lawlessness. You are slaves to impurity and a slave to lawlessness. And so we present our bodies in these ways. We are very intentional about the lawlessness that can arrive in our hearts and in our minds. I mean, think about the public square and how these things rise up around us. When we want to be intentional about something, we're able to do that. And I want to encourage you that as you look at this, for just as you presented your members as this, you have the skill set to walk in righteousness today. You say, I don't know how. Do the same things. Be intense after pursuing after righteousness. Hunger and thirst for righteousness. Just like you hungered and thirst for your addiction, for your impurity, for your greed, for your lust, for whatever it might be. Hunger and thirst for the things of God. Look at that. For just as you presented your members, you present yourself as members of slaves to impurity and lawlessness. And the outcome of presenting yourself as a slave to impurity and to lawlessness, it results in further lawlessness. The outcome is, see, for you presented your members as slaves to impurity and lawlessness, resulting in further lawlessness. So you go from lawlessness to lawlessness, impurity to impurity, impurity to more impurity. Have you ever noticed that the slippery slope of sin never has a bottom? You just get more and more and more entangled in that sin. It doesn't matter what it is. It seems like even as Christ followers, when we choose to disobey God, it becomes more and more of a consuming factor in our hearts and our minds. He says, for just as you did this in your lawlessness and impurity, look at this. So now do this. This is where we have to become incredibly intentional. If we want to change the public square, we need to be consumed by telling the truth. You're like, wait a minute. What? Well, just like when you were a little kid and you want to cover up the lie, be a big adult and tell the truth like never before. You say, well, there could be consequences for that. Well, of course there can be. But he says, so now present your members as slaves to righteousness. He says, I want you to do just this way, how you did towards unrighteousness, take that same intensity and present your members as a slave to righteousness. You begin to say, God, here's my body, my mind, my thoughts, my emotions. Here's all that I am. I present it to you as a slave to righteousness today. When you walk into that workplace, you're going to walk in the righteousness that is supplied to you by the blood of Jesus Christ. It's not self-righteousness where you are doing your spiritual check off list where you somehow think, well, I'm more spiritual. I did my devotions today. I did this to that today or whatever it might be. Your self-righteousness is as filthy rags to God. But is your God-ordained and God-imputed righteousness because of Jesus Christ? Present your members, your body as a slave to righteousness. You are walking in righteousness today. Sin is no longer your master. Righteousness is over your life now. Present yourself. So, for instance, what if you, on your drive into work today, brainstormed, how can I glorify God today? And whether I'm eating or drinking, whatever I do today, what can I do? God, help me to think and ponder the good things that I can do to bring you glory and honor today. That's what you need to do. Present your members as what? Slaves to righteousness. If you are a born again, spirit-filled, you know, follower of Christ, and just so we're clear, if you have Jesus in you, you have the Holy Spirit inside of you. You are now a slave to righteousness. Now, you are able to undo that in a moment of your flesh. And you don't lose your salvation in that moment. At the same time, the bulk of the believer's life should be a life that glorifies God. Yes, we're all going to stumble at times. But when our whole life is a stumble, I have a question. Are you in Christ? Has he set you free? Has he made you righteous? You are a slave to righteousness. And this results in sanctification. So just like when you pursued sin, you went from sin to sin to sin to sin to deeper in sin and deeper in sin. Now, when you pursue righteousness, you hunger and thirst after righteousness, you get sanctified. You get sanctified. You get sanctified. You get sanctified. You over and over, and then you just take that one step of sanctification. So positionally in Christ, you are 110% sanctified. The blood has done all the work. And because we have a human flesh and fallenness, that is being sanctified, set apart for the glory of God, set apart for the glory of God, set apart for the glory of God. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine if you woke up today, and hopefully you're awake if you're listening to this, but if you somehow just said, Lord, what are the 10 things that I can do today to glorify you? Or what is the one thing I can do today to bring you honor and glory and build up the family name? What can I do, God? Not so I get glory, not so I get praise, not so I get attention, but so that you get all the attention in the world. You wanna change Washington State? Could you imagine if a million people in Washington State woke up this morning and said, I'm gonna do that? I'm going to outpray my legislators in Olympia. What do you mean by that? I'm going to pray that they have the heart of God and the will of God, and I'm going to pray that they would come to the saving knowledge. I pray that Bob Ferguson will bow his knee before the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, Jesus Christ, and he will have a full saving knowledge of Jesus. I'm praying that Hobbs and Brown and all these elected officials will come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. God commands us to pray for all those in authority, and that you start interceding. Maybe you have a boss that's a pain in the neck. What if you prayed for their salvation today? Maybe I am your boss and I'm a pain in your neck. What if you prayed for me? And said, hey, Lord, let his attitude align with Christ's attitude. I think that would be a great prayer. Now, this results in sanctification. Look at that. It says, so now present your members as slaves to righteousness, resulting in sanctification. So just as you pursued these things in your flesh, now pursue these things with your flesh in the Holy Spirit. So you're going to resulting in sanctification. This is powerful. So I have a question. Are you righteous or are you unrighteous? Because remember, the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God. People don't like to hear that nowadays, but it's true. And I've got the best news ever. You don't have to work up to righteousness. Jesus paid for it all. By faith through grace, you have been saved, not of works of yourself, but it is a gift from Almighty God to you. You repent and you say, Lord, you are 110% right. God, you are the Holy One, the righteous one. I accept your free gift of grace. And when that grace steps in and that mercy steps into your life, your whole world begins to change because you are no longer living for self. You are now living for the glory of the King of Kings. Sin in your life is behind you. It's not your master anymore. Jesus is your boss now. The Word of God is your boss now. He is directing your path. You say, well, wait, is it Jesus or the Word? John says, in the beginning was the Word was with God, the Word was God. He was in the beginning. Speaking of Jesus, Jesus is the Word. Now you are a slave to righteousness. Look at Romans 6:20. For when you were, past tense, slaves of sin. So this is what's important. In the church today, we are teaching people that they are still, they're Christ followers, but they're still a slave to sin. And that is a false doctrine. For when you were slaves of sin, now you are a saint sanctified by the blood of Jesus Christ, who in your flesh you will occasionally sin because you're human. But that's a big difference than you are a slave to sin and you're somehow you added Jesus and hopefully you just make it through. No, you are a slave to Almighty God now. You were free in regards to righteousness. And when you are a slave to sin, you know, this is why so many of us, we get into battles in the political realm because we see people who do not know Jesus come up with really bad laws and really bad policy that does not glorify God, both on the Democrat, Republican, and independent side. All three sides. We see it. And we're like, what the heck? Why are they doing this? They're free from righteousness. They don't even know what righteousness is. And so I'm clear, because you're an American doesn't make you righteous. The blood of Jesus makes you righteous. So why do we want the best political system or policies? Because we want people to understand the love of God and the work of the cross so that they can have the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. So I don't expect unbelievers to come up with righteous things. That's why I'm praying for Bob Ferguson to come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. And some say, that's offensive. He knows Jesus. Okay, well, I mean, God's the determinant of salvation. But what about his fruit? Is his fruit showing that he knows Jesus? And you say, well, what if you don't know Jesus? What if I pray that for you? I say, I welcome it. Pray for my salvation. I welcome it. Because if I'm not exhibiting the fruit of the Spirit and you're not convinced that I am saved, then God help me. I want to have fruit so that you taste not of me, but you taste of the Lord and see that he is good. That's the fruit I want out of my life. And if there's anything that's keeping that, my love for God or my love for others as not being transparent, whether it's my attitude or my mouth or my aura, you might say, or I don't know what it is, whatever it might be. If I'm keeping you from knowing Jesus in any small little way or deterring you from wanting to serve Jesus, man, pray for my salvation. I welcome it. Now, I can tell you, I've confessed Jesus as Lord, and I believe in my heart that God raised him from the dead. And on Judgment Day, I'll be standing before God alone, just like you will be. And he will get to decide whether I had authentic faith or faith that is in vain. So what's our application for today? You are no longer a slave to impurity. Your mama doesn't define you. Your grandma doesn't define you. Your dad doesn't define you. Your coach doesn't define you. Your flesh doesn't define you. Your government institutions don't define you. Your church doesn't define you. Jesus Christ is who defines you. You are no longer a slave to lawlessness. You've been set free from that. You are a slave to righteousness. Therefore, you practice doing the right things that glorify God. And the final outcome is by faith through grace, you have been saved, a gift from God. And that means you're inheriting the kingdom of God, eternal life. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I just thank you for this day. And I pray that as we move throughout the day, that we will look at areas of repentance and we will repent of those things, God. We will bring them before your throne and say, God, you are right in these areas. And when the word of God convicts us, that we will go to others as well and ask for forgiveness, that we would be humble people about our flesh. At the same time, Lord, I pray that we will understand that you have given us the gift of salvation. You have sanctified us. You have paid the price for us. We are brand new in Jesus Christ. Lord, would you use us mightily for your kingdom? God, give us creative ways to glorify you, to bring attention to your name today. Open up our hearts and our minds. We pray over Washington State. Lord, have your way. I pray for a revival in Olympia, God, that people will come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. I pray that you would cause there to be an awakening there like never before, God. And we just thank you for what you want to do, God. Lord, we pray over this legislative session. We pray that laws that benefit the family and are fair and just in your sight will be passed and all other laws will be done away with, God. That any law on the book that does not glorify you, that somehow, God, it will begin to be undone and that we would honor and steward the public square for your glory. And it's in Jesus Christ's name I pray. And everyone said, amen. Go out there and defend and advance biblical values in the public square.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach, but you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press Activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard.